Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
The risk of not taking on investment risk. Let's find out more. Look who has joined us here live in studio. It's the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Ted. I mean, that was a rousting welcome. My goodness.
Oh, well, Money Tracker. It's good to have somebody come in the studio and see us live.
Well, yeah. You know, Ted, if you have all your money sitting in a bank or gold bars or silver bullion, you can take a deep breath and rest assured that you're probably not going to lose any sleep because of a dip in the markets. Keeping your money in a relatively stable account is nice, but over the long term, cash in the bank and gold have dramatically lagged the S&P 500 stock index. You may see very little risk keeping some gold bars in your gun safe or cash in a bank, but the risk that you're taking is that they actually could lose value when we factor in inflation. There are many times that even modest inflation of 2 or 3% will outpace the value of money in the bank. To add insult to injury, any interest earned will be taxed at your effective tax rate. Let's take a look back 45 years. How would a $10,000 investment fared if you had had 100% in the S&P 500 stock market, a balanced account of 50% in the stock market and 50% in bonds, or 100% in bonds, or 100% in gold and 100% in cash? Well, let's start with cash. $10,000 placed in a bank account back in 1978 would be worth about $66,000 at the end of last year. That same $10,000 invested in gold would be worth about $103,000. So in 45 years, cash in the bank is worth 6.6 times what you invested, and gold is worth 10 times what you invested. If you invested $10,000 100% in the stock market, as tracked by the S&P 500 index, before you paid any taxes, as with the other investments, your $10,000 would be worth $1.7 million. Now, it's probably evident that we would all prefer to have our $10,000 investment turn into $1.7 million rather than just $66,000 in 45 years. Safe investments can be tempting. In volatile market times, you may sleep better at night, but foregoing risk for a return that is thousands of times less is something that many investors just cannot afford. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Long-term numbers, looking at
long-term like numbers. That, yeah. It's nice to look backwards, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always clear.
Have that beautifying hindsight. It
makes it so clear.
I know. Yeah. He's like, yeah. Oh, that was obvious.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. So.
I say you brought your buddy Huck in.
Huck is here.
Huck the dog is here. Do I still call him Huck the puppy, or is he?
I think he's kind of still a puppy. He hasn't really filled out yet. He's about 8 months old now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. He's less than a year. We'll still call him a puppy.
We are so lucky with him. I mean, he hasn't chewed up a thing other than
his own. He's got a very nice personality.
He does. He's pretty chill for a lab. Yeah. So, no, he's a good guy. We have a lot of fun with him. The trip to Colorado that we took over 4th of July, he was very, very well behaved, and he seemed to like his little hooch in the back seat. You know, I bought one of those little liner things for the seat, and it kind of keeps him kind of contained in there, and he gets comfortable with his little bed and his chewy things.
I would like that.
Well, we can hook you up.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
So what else is? Let's see. Anything new going on with you?
Tuesday, just
slugging your way through the week.
Slugging away through the week. I mean, business has been good. The markets have been decent. You know, I think there's some new excitement or new disappointment,
yeah.
whatever you want to look at it in that whole political race. And it seems to, it may have some effects on the markets in a temporary basis.
Well, I'm glad you did not give me advice a week ago today to buy that CrowdStrike.
Stop. Yeah, you don't want. Oh boy, what a mess! I mean, yeah. To think that a third party vendor, could end up doing what they did. You know, my daughter was it was her birthday on the 20th, and she was going to fly to Denver on Friday, and unfortunately, that was canceled. Then she had a standby, and then a book ticket on Saturday, and those were canceled. So she drove out. She drove to Denver.
Might as well. Yeah, that at least I know that'll work.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy world right now. You take your time into your own hands when it comes to flying anywhere anymore. That's for sure.
All right, Don, thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for good information as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right, we'll see you then.
There he is, Don Grant, the Money Tracker, CFP, and his friend Huck, taking their exit from us this morning. Good to see you. All right, it's 6:55 with Stephen Ted, the KNSS Morning News on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up, we'll see the Secret Service Director facing a barrage of questions from lawmakers yesterday. KNSS News Time, 6:56.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app